elevator. Similarly, when the writer Leonard Pleiush was confined to a psychiatric hospital, and his wife asked what symptoms in her husband required treatment, the attending physician replied, "His views and convictions." J. M. Coetzee, Giving Offense. They are taking you somewhere you don't want to go. You don't want to go out the door, the splintered, leprous door, the door that holds you back in your old life, already old because you cannot claim it's yours any longer. It's a stranger's, and that stranger has your face. They are taking you down an elevator, floors passing like chills from a fever that never ends, these men in your government's pay, except now you have no government. You are governed only by the thought that from this point on, nothing matters but what they will make you say, what they say you have said. You have said your views will be your convictions. You long to feel nothing. The cold floor under your bare feet, the hot skin of their hands tight around your biceps. You feel even the elevator doors in your imagination, your eyes running over them, a smell over them, a smell of sweat, the oil left from countless fingerprints, a record no one denies. No one denies because those whose eyes are open are taking you where you don't want to go. You close your eyes, but still see everything clearly. You will meet a man. You will meet a man in a small room, and he will hold your name in his hand. He will place a picture on the desk before you. He will ask you to denounce this woman in a dress green as a new leaf braced by the morning light. You will not know her. You will not know her. But after sleeplessness, after starvation, after beatings that leave no mark, after standing for entire nights ankle deep in freezing water, you will recognize kindness in her dark eyes and, crying with relief, say yes. With relief, say yes.